We have here on the line is the founder and the executive director of the Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario, Landre Tunji Ajadi. Is that good? You want to correct me?
You got it right.
Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So tell me a little bit about the Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario, how it got started, and why is there a need for a group like yours?
Well, Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario, as the name says, does awareness. And it was started in 2005, and, you know, just to raise awareness, because I myself lost my brother to the disorder. And I found that in the Black community in general, there is a shame culture around sickle cell. Nobody wants to talk about, parents hide the fact that their child have sickle cell. Patients live in fear. If I tell my employer that I have sickle cell, will I lose my job? If I want to go for employment interview, should I disclose? Would they hire me? There's so much stigmatization around the disease, and there's so much shame. And I believe that if we keep talking about it and educating ourselves about the disease, number one, we'll be able to reduce the number of children that end up being born with this genetic disorder, because this is one genetic disease that we can actually reduce the number of children that end up having it. And we can also help to, you know, support those that have it, that there is a psychosocial support that's very important, and there's also need for research and all of that. But if we don't talk about it, if people don't know about the disease, how do we get all the help? And that is a mandate of Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario.
And when you say awareness, so it's very important. How do some people with the disease, how do they cope, or how do they find, I guess, different groups that can relate to them?
Well, in, people that have the disease, there are so many different groups in Ontario that helps individuals that have the disease. For instance, the hospitals is key, and we have to work with the hospitals. For instance, the Hospital for Sick Kids has a sickle cell clinic.
Yes.
For the patients. So also is Toronto General Hospital. So when the children are young, before they are 18 years of age, they go to the Hospital for Sick Kids. Once they reach 18 and over, they move them over to the hospital. These two hospitals are very great in providing care for the patients that have sickle cell. There are also the satellite hospitals like the Rouge Valley Centenary that have the satellite hospital, the satellite clinic for sickle cell. There is a Brampton Civic Hospital also that also has a satellite clinic for sickle cell. Now we have the patient groups like Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario that does awareness. We have the Sickle Cell Foundation of Canada, the Eglinton Group, that reaches out to the people in the Eglinton area where there's a large number of people that have sickle cell. We have the Camp Jumoke. We have the Sickle Cell Miracle Network. There are so many groups out there that, you know, are reaching out and they're helping those that have sickle cell disease. You can move up to a little bit to Ottawa, which is still part of Ontario. There's another parent support group in there. So there are so many groups that they, you know, both the patients and their parents and their family can tap into and get help, you know, for their disease. But again, you know, they need to want to, you know, to get the help.
Right.
And that is where it starts.
So before we wrap up, I just want to know a little bit, how important is it for you to know if you have the trait?
Oh, it's so important, Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that unlike many other disorders or many other genetic diseases whereby people don't really have control over, with sickle cell disease, you have to inherit a set of genes from both parents for you to end up with a disease. So, for instance, I'm speaking to you. If my hemoglobin, my sickle cell type is AS or AC, which means I have a normal one, and I have the sickle hemoglobin, I will not be sickly. And that is the problem. Majority of the people in the black community are carriers. They just have one sickle.
Right.
The other is normal. So they don't get sick. And because they don't get tested, they don't know that they carry that trait. Now, when two people, a male and a female, both with the trait mate and they have a child, the child could end up picking up the sickle gene from the father and the sickle gene from the mother and end up with a full-blown sickle cell disease. Now, this is where we come in. We want you to go to your family doctor, get a requisition to the laboratory, the same kind of requisition that you take for your blood work to know, you know, just to check yourself if you have diabetes or whatever it is, the same one you get and you take to the lab. And your doctor marks on it hemoglobin electrophoresis testing. Once you take that to the lab, they will test you and they will send the result back to your doctor, who will interpret to you and let you know if you're a carrier. You need to make informed decision about our procreation choices. If you're a carrier, you have a choice.
Right.
You have a choice. Make informed decisions if you don't want your unborn child to end up with sickle cell disease. It's all about education. We need to be educated.
Okay. And I guess one place people can get more education and awareness is on the 19th, right?
Yes. So, on the World Sickle Cell Day.
Mm-hmm. Let them know all about it.
Well, June 19th, it's a double celebration time. It's Father's Day. It's also World Sickle Cell Day. This is one day all over the world that we celebrate sickle cell disease. That when we say we celebrate, it means we come out. We have no shame. We raise awareness, and we talk boldly about sickle cell, and how we can eradicate, you know, create research and raise more funds for sickle cell disease. On this particular June 19, which also fell to be the Father's Day, we're going to be having a picnic at 100 Humber Bay Park East. That is in Lakeshore Boulevard in Park Lawn Road. And that is in Etobicoke, Ontario. We're using the area too. This event is put together by SCAGO, which is Sickle Cell Awareness Group of Ontario, Camp Jim O'Kay, which is a camp for kids with sickle cell disease, the Sickle Cell Egg-Laden Group, and the Sickle Cell Miracle Network. So we are inviting you all. It's a free event. You don't pay a dime. There'll be hot dogs, barbecue. Just come out and come and have fun. Honorable Jean Augustine, the Fairness Commissioner of Ontario, will be giving the opening address at 1 p.m. We are asking you to arrive by 12:30. The first 100 people to arrive will get free commemorative T-shirts for World Sickle Cell Day. So again, the address is 100 Humber Bay Park East, Area 2, Lakeshore Boulevard and Park Lawn Road, Etobicoke, Ontario.
All right. And anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
Well, I just want to say, please, even if you can't make it to the park, take yourself and your children to your doctor and get tested. It is the reasonable and the responsible thing to do. We don't need to have more children having sickle cell disease. It's something that we have the power to prevent, to reduce. Do it. We need to produce healthier children for tomorrow. It is for our community, and we can do it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
And thank you for having me, Sasha. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you.